sound of Aloe Black and a tune called Verge. It's 27 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Thursday morning, and I promised you that I would bring you something magical to end the show with. Well, kind of end the show, you know, as we get towards the end of the morning show, things start to heat up. And in the studio with me right now is my friend Tara Blake, who's the director of a marvelous show. She also happens to be the senior college head of culture at Ashton. We're all on our best behavior now. But she's also the director of Beauty and the Beast, which is a show that will be happening in the Grace Hall at Ashton from Wednesday the 18th until Sunday, Saturday the 21st. 6 p.m. in the Grace Hall, tickets just $80 a pop, and you will see talent, and you'll hear music and dance and joy, and that's part of the energy of a school production. You can't recapture that in the professional arena, because, you know, by the time you start to grow a little bit beyond that, you become jaded. So I'm a fan of young productions, and with me in the studio with Tara is the head girl of Ashton, Megan Roberts. She plays Belle in Beauty and the Beast, and Stavros Vasilatos, he plays the Beast. So welcome to you all. Nice to have you along on the morning show. Let's kick it off. Maybe, Tara, you can just set the scene. Give us the background to the show. Why did you choose to do this particular Disney spectacular?
That's one of my favorite questions. We started looking for a show last year, January, and go through the whole process with Dalro and getting the rights for it. And, you know, doors closed for other shows, and eventually Beauty and the Beast just landed in our laps, and it has just been the most perfect show to work on with this group of students.
Wow.
And it's all just about, you know, finding your inner beauty and about change. I mean, Belle sings the song A Change in Me. It's one of my favorite songs in the show. I get goosebumps every time she sings it. Maisie does such a good job with that song. And also Beast learning about himself, and the two of them coming together, both not really fitting in their lives, but understanding that actually they have value and their goodness inside.
So there's a moral in the story.
There's always a moral. It's Disney.
Well, yeah, surely. It's a big production, though. I mean, it's very ambitious.
And the costumes, we've had Melody and Angie, shout out to them. They've been phenomenal. They've done, so Angie's done all the enchanted costumes, because as you know, in Beauty and the Beast, the humans are turning into objects. So the clock is becoming more, you know, more and more of a clock, and the teapot is becoming more and more of a teapot.
It's so a hugely ambitious production, and you need...
We don't shy away. We strive for that. Love it.
Well, I mean, everyone has got to come and see this production, because it is... I mean, just listening to you describe it, it's quite extraordinary. So let's get on to Megan. You're the romantic lead, the female romantic lead, Belle.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about your approach to the part.
I think I've obviously had a lot of help from the likes of Mrs. Blake and our drama teacher, Miss Fora, but they've allowed me to take it very much into my own hands. And I think one of my favorite things about Belle is that she's so strong, and she's independent, and she's so wonderful, but at the same time, there's a big vulnerability to her. So we go through this journey of kind of following her. In the beginning, she's like, there's this... played by Kai, this Gaston, he's like the strong, arrogant male lead, and he kind of follows Belle around the whole time, and you see that strength in her, that she doesn't really want to be, like, she loves her life, she's different to everyone else, everyone kind of sees her as an outsider, but I just kind of wanted to put that in terms of...
Do you relate to her? I mean, she sounds a bit like you're describing yourself. Hey?
I don't know. It's kind of... It's weird to try.
I can see that you're really invested in the part. I mean,
I love it.
Clearly are.
I love it. Every girl, I've been doing singing and theatre for... I started singing lessons at Ashton when I was 7. So I've been doing this my whole life. And it's every girl's dream to be a Disney princess.
Wow.
So this is just like... The opportunities that Mrs. Blake has given us is so amazing. And I love it. It's been amazing.
So now, if every girl's dream is to be a princess in a Disney show... Stavros, I'm even a bit embarrassed to ask you, was it your dream to be the Beast?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Tell us about that. I've often felt that sometimes often the villain is the best role for a guy to play. But in this case, the Beast isn't really the villain, is he? He kind of starts off maybe that way, but it changes.
Oh, yes, definitely. It's so fun being a villain in the beginning, because you just get to be this, you just stand out compared to the others, and you really have a presence on the stage when you need to be angry. You got to shout, because Beast is the master of the castle. He wants to make sure everyone's in line, they don't disobey him, they don't betray him. And then more or less, I think, second half of the show, he starts to realize that he has such a deep connection with the Bao, and that although they have differences, they kind of relate into the similarities in a way.
It's sometimes in a school production, often the cultural side of life and the sporting side of life are at odds. I'm just going to ask the question now. You look like quite a sporting guy to me. Are you finding it easy to bridge the divide?
Well, I used to play rugby, mm-hmm. but not anymore. So I got into paddle a lot more. But the nice thing was it never clashed with any of my Beauty and the Beast rehearsals. So no issue at all with the sporting side.
Okay, so it's a school that kind of encourages the
both. Yeah, I've got to say something there. Like, we work so closely with the sports department, and they're so supportive of what we do, and hopefully they feel the same way about us. And just, I hate a student to feel like they're split in half. They have to be, for example, at hockey and at practice. And we just, as a staff, work together so that we can give these opportunities to these amazing students. And I think at the end of the day, everyone wants what's best for them.
Well, you put in obviously a huge amount. What has been some of the highlights of the rehearsal process? Stavros, what has your favorite part of the rehearsal process been?
You know, I definitely love doing the long rehearsals on Saturday, because when you do a production with a lot of people, you actually get to know a person on a whole different, another level, you know, because it's like a big family. Like, we all just come together, we all have a goal, we reach the goal, and we just have such a lack of time, and it's just a true amazing experience working in such an amazing production.
And for you, Megan?
I have to agree with Stav. I mean, I think probably one of my favorite parts has been recently kind of seeing the whole thing come together. I think that's one of the most exciting aspects of it, because in the beginning we all do our actors go there, singers go there, but now we just see like what we envisioned in the beginning. We just see everything coming together, and like as Stav said, that ultimate goal all just like just showing us in front of our eyes, and it's just so exciting.
Often with the school production, there is clearly it's a marvelous entertainment, but often there is more to it. It's a great learning experience, being in a play, from bringing something to fruition from nothing. For you guys, what have you learned, Megan?
I think one of my biggest things is I've learned a lot about myself. I think I struggle quite a lot with time management, and this has definitely helped me. I mean, as I said, it's so much easier when you go to a school like Ashton and have the support system, as Mrs. Blake said, of Mrs. Blake, all our other teachers, and then also the sports department. But I kind of realized that when you do put your mind to something, you can achieve it. And that's something I feel like I've struggled with. And through this, I've realized that it's not one of my struggles anymore. I mean, when you've got a support system, if you want to do something, you've got people there and you can achieve it. And it's just amazing to see through, because both of us are in matric. So it's been quite a lot, but we're getting through it, and it's just amazing. And I don't think either of us would have traded this for the world.
You agree with that, Stavros?
Absolutely. Because at the end of the day, I believe in, once you have a system and you have structure in your life, you can get anything you want done in life. That's what I always believe in. That's my philosophy. And absolutely, I have to absolutely agree with Megan.
Well, Tara, you've done a marvelous job with these two.
Don't we love them?
And you've clearly you've been responsible for many productions over the years. How does this one rate?
Right up there. But each production is different, so different. And that's what excites me, is just what they were talking about. It's the coming together. So for me, if you ask me what my challenge is making sure that my communication is so clear that everyone is understanding the vision. And so that for me is something that I really learn every show, no matter what. I get better at communicating this vision. Not that it's my vision, it's everyone's vision, but the point is that everyone, right from the person operating the spotlight to the person playing the keyboard to the person dancing to the person singing, everyone needs to come together with the same vision. And I think that's what's so lovely. I'm getting goosebumps just talking about it. Wow. When you feel it coming together, because it's so much bigger than one person. Nobody could do this on their own. And I believe as an educator that these long-term projects are really important for us at the moment. With everything happening so fast in the world, to get to a level of depth that these two students have spoken about today. I didn't know what they were going to say this morning. And they've blown me away. And I just think that it's really important in life today.
So important. And I wish you huge success. I know it's going to be a smash. And if you're listening to this wondering how you can get tickets, well, they're available on web tickets right now. Beauty and the Beast at Ashton. It's from Wednesday until Saturday, 6 p.m. The hall is beautiful, and the sound and the lighting and the whole theatre craft there is next level. I've got to stress, this is not a regular kind of school concert. Yeah, I mean, we've all been through school concerts, which have been painful.
I have been through many. We've done it together.
I got to just tell you, so this is professional at the highest level, and I think you'll love it. I've certainly enjoyed chatting to you all, and I wish you huge success. You know, the old break a leg thing that we say when we mean have success and joy beyond measure. I'm sure it's going to be a magnificent production. I can't wait to see it. Thanks so much for joining me. This will be up as a podcast shortly, folks. So if you've just tuned in and you're wondering what it's all about, you'll find it on Catch Up, just the way you do. And as a play out, this is what you can expect to see coming up at Ashton International, and probably even better than Ariana Grande and John Legend. It's Beauty and the Beast.